LUE.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
great to see you.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there, and if you're listening and you haven't done anything special for your mom, you better get moving. Today's the day, and if mom is happy, you will be happy. And if you have some questions to maybe help her with her garden, give us a call, 800-259-9231. If you live in the Boston area, we are in Milton, Massachusetts, at the base of the Blue Hills, at their nursery. It's a wonderful, wonderful nursery. A lot of unusual plants, the everyday common plants, but some really spectacular, unique plants. Great Japanese maples, some of the weeping varieties. They have a great collection of patio furniture. They just received some gorgeous roses. They look so good, you swear that they came right from a florist shop. Foliage is dark green and shiny. The colors are, the buds are beginning to crack open and show some color. A great assortment of perennials. And it's just a wonderful day to walk through the nursery. Again, it's Thayer Nursery. They're located in Milton, Mass. And I'll give you a phone number to call to get some directions. It's 617-698-2005. And I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So if you have questions or a weed or something, bring it down. And we'll work together to solve the problem. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Ralph, who has a question about his pear tree.
Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, I have a small pear tree.
Yes.
It was part of a free giveaway program up here in the city of Worcester. And
okay.
It just blossoms. There's no fruit on it.
Okay.
Or it will never have any fruit on it. And it's about 5 feet tall, and it's in a black plastic bucket. I'm sure you're familiar with what I'm talking about. They have them in garden centers like where you're at.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in my backyard, I also have two different kinds of pear trees. I have a Bosque and an Anjo, and the Anjo is the kind that I like. I like the fruit. I like to have trees with fruit on them. And I'm wondering if I can take a young, fresh, 3 or 4 foot stalk or shoot off of the Anjo and splice it onto a 3 or 4 foot high, long base of the fresh, new, sterile pear tree that I have in the black bucket, and I want to know if it will take and if it will continue to grow without killing one or both of the trees. And it may sound crude. It may sound crude, but I'm thinking about taking duct tape and splicing it on with that, and in the middle, put a nail about 2.5 or 3 inches right in the center of both the trees where they join for strength, the way they use rebars in concrete. And I've also heard that they somehow use beeswax or some kind of wax, but I'm afraid if I heat it up some kind of candle wax or something like that, it'd kill the bark and I'd do too much damage. But what I'm doing is I'm just throwing the ideas out there and asking an expert like releasing my inhibitions, ask an expert like you if I can do it and how should I correctly do it.
Okay. You live in the Worcester area, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. There is a arboretum in the Worcester area, and I'm racking my brains now to try and think about it. I can't think what it is. But there's an arboretum in the Worcester area that was started by the Worcester Horticultural Society. And they have, during the fall and spring, a grafting class. They have about 50 different varieties of apples. And what they do is they invite you to come in the fall to taste the apples. When you join the society, they will give you buds from those various apples and pear trees. I think there's some cherries also. And they'll show you how to graft it to the trees that you have on your property. Unfortunately, you can't take a 3-foot branch and just attach it to an existing plant. You have to put buds. And it's something that has to be done in the springtime. So it should have been done a month ago. The name of it will come to me. What you can do, Ralph, is send me an email. It's pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. And if I think of it, during the show, I'll tell you. But send me an email. When I get home, I'll look it up and give you all the information. Now, the pear that you are planting that's sterile, it's called a Bradford pear. It's an upright growing variety. It grows just like a popsicle, more upright, very little spreading on it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful street tree. It's a tree that's used in parking lots. That way when the cars park, they're not hitting the lower branches. It's a great street tree because the branches grow upright and people are less likely to get hit in the face from the tree as it matures. But it grows like a fudgicle, upright. And that particular tree, you can't graft it. As far as putting a nail through a plant to give it additional strength, that's not something that you really want to do. Look at the crotch of that plant. If the crotch looks like a U, where it's rounded in the crotch, that is a desirable feature in that plant. If the crotch looks like a V coming down to a point, that's a crotch that could be a problem down the road. But to put in a nail just for added protection could end up causing more damage than helping the tree in the long run. But send me an email, pparent at roadrunner.com, and I can't think what the name of that arboretum is in Worcester. If you're listening and you can remember the name, call us in, 800-259-9231, because they do offer classes. We have a person that just came in. Tower Hill Botanical Garden. Tower Hill Botanical Garden in the Worcester area. It's a beautiful place. A day like today, you want to go for a walk, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And we've mentioned earlier in the program, I know a lot of you are putting in your first vegetable garden. Some of you are having a tough time to get money to put in the vegetable garden. If you send me your name, address, I have teamed up with Plantation Products. They are a seed producer in Norton, Massachusetts. They package Northrop King seeds, plantation seeds, Fredonia, and American seeds.
And the two of us are going to put together a package that I will send to you. We have a package of cucumbers, beets, carrots, green beans, and radishes. And we'll ship it to you at no charge. Just send me your name, your address, zip code, and so forth to pparent@roadrunner.com. And we'll get out those vegetables so that you can try gardening. And you'll get an awful lot of food out of this. It's great. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have Fred on the line who's calling about Pieris.
Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a 35-year-old Pieris that's pretty healthy that I'd like to transplant elsewhere in my yard so that it can see a little bit better and provide some screening and get it to an area where it's not quite so crowded. Have I missed the opportunity to do that this year?
Has it made any new growth yet?
Well, I can see little buds on it and, you know, those little green leafy sort of flowers or whatever it comes out with in spring. So if that's growth, it has done that already.
And it's what, like an inch tall maybe of new growth?
No, I can't see that. I can see, all I can see are the little white flowers that come at the end of the branches.
Okay. Then you can. If you had like 2 or 3 inches of new growth, then I'd say hold off. But if the new growth is just a bud or maybe half an inch in length, you can still dig it at this time. Now, don't wait till it gets hot. A day like today, after all the rain we had on Friday, the ground is nice and wet and it will hold the root ball together. Get it dug, put a lot of compost, and plant it at the same depth in the new hole that it came, that you're going to dig it out of, and keep it wet.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers, so every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts, and we'll be here till 2 o'clock. So come on by and say hello, and you're going to love this place. You walk around, and everything that you see, you'll say, oh, that would look so good in my yard. They have all kinds of specials today, and everything that you purchase today, on Mother's Day, you'll save 10% off purchases on Father's Day. So save your cash register receipts, and you end up with a double discount. But there's all kinds of things from, for example, the four-step lawn care program. If you buy all four steps today on any of the different four steps that they have, they'll give you a 30% discount off the cost of it. Gardening gloves, 15% off. Books by P. Allen Smith, 15% off. And some of the blooming perennials, Creeping Phlox and the Basket of Gold, are 25% off. So come on by and say hello. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Lori, who has a couple questions about a dwarf evergreen and a lilac.
Okay. Lori, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I have a few of these dwarf evergreen shrubs. I'm not really sure what they are, but I've got two on either corner of my house. One of them is doing fabulously. It has new growth on it. The new growth is like a lime green. And the other one, for the past few years, it's just been dying and dying. It's almost all sticks. And I've given it Hollytone, and I've pruned it, and it gets, you know, a fair amount of sun, and I just don't know what to do with it. It looks like, you know, it's going to have to be dug up.
Is it conical in shape or rounded or spreading?
Conical.
Conical. Okay, and it was very, very tight?
Yes.
Okay, it's probably an Alberta spruce.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, it's a dwarf Alberta spruce, conical and very dense. Is it making any new growth at all?
Very, very little. And it's
okay.
shedding. Yeah.
Okay. It's getting plenty of sun?
Yeah, it gets more afternoon sun than morning sun, but it does get adequate sun.
Okay. What usually happens, one of the things that happens to this particular plant, it's very, very thick, very, very dense. I mean, you can't see through it if it's, you know, really, really healthy.
Right.
When you start to get a lot of shedding and thinning, there's a little tiny insect called red spider. And red spider is a little insect that sucks energy out of the plant. And it thrives in plant material that's very thick and dense where the air doesn't move that plant. What you should do, go down to your local garden center and pick up something called tree and shrub. It's a chemical insecticide. You mix it with water. You apply it around the base of the plant, and it will kill all sucking insects on that plant for 12 months.
Okay.
And that would be the way to solve that problem. So put the Hollytone and treat that plant with tree and shrub. You can buy it from Bayer or from Bonide or Fertilome, and it will do a great job for you. What was your second question, Laurie?
My lilac. I have a lilac bush out in the backyard, and it's kind of in like a corner alcove of my garden where my house is. It gets a good amount of sun, but it's not, you know, constant 6 to 8 hours of sun. And I've noticed the past couple of years that the only blooms that I'm really getting are at the very top, and I'm getting very few. And I've already cut out all the suckers, and I've gave it wood ash, and it's really not improving.
Okay. Have you fed it with a fertilizer at all?
No.
Okay. Pick up a 5-pound bag. You don't have to buy a big, heavy bag. But buy a 5-pound bag of something called Plant Tone. Again, all the garden centers carry it. And Plant Tone is for any plant, either a shrub or a tree, that loses its leaves during the winter. And for lilacs, that would help to make it thicker, to make it fuller, and it will help it to make some flowers. And by you putting the wood ash, that's going to help a great deal also. So try that, and I know you'll have a lot better results with your plants. Laurie, you have a great Mother's Day. Thank you. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural 4-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural 4-step lawn care program.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're at Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. And if you have a plant that's a problem to you, bring me down a piece of it or a weed or whatever, and we'll work together to solve your problems. And it's Mother's Day, so make sure that if you're not able to see Mom, that you at least give her a call, okay? Our phone number here, 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call, and we'll work together to give you a great-looking garden. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Beth on the line, who has an Asiatic beetle problem.
Okay, Beth, good morning, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you, Paul. Good morning. And I have Asiatic beetles in my garden, and I wondered what you could recommend as the best product to get rid of those. And I also have one other question.
Okay. What is your second question?
My second question is, I might have mixed wilt proof too strong on my plants, and some of the leaves have a white film to them, and I wondered what your suggestion would be.
If I hurt
the plant.
What did you spray it on?
I
wilt proof?
Wilt proof, yes, wilt proof.
Okay, but on what plants did you apply it to?
Any plant that had a leaf that did not, that stayed leaf all winter.
All winter, and all of them have a white film?
A lot of them do have a white film.
Okay. Wilt proof is what's called an anti-desiccant, and it is a waxy type plant, and when we get some heat, that wax will break down and dissolve. When the new growth comes out, a lot of the new growth will end up hiding some of that white film that's on there. But don't panic. It's fine. And again, once we get some heat, it will dissolve. It's a product that's put on a plant to prevent moisture loss, and it's also designed to fall apart with temperature. So that's a good thing. So don't worry about it. Just fertilize your plants as normal. When the new growth comes out, some of it will hide any of the damaged leaf, but the white film will slowly disappear. Now, the problem that you have is a very common one called the Asiatic lily beetle. And it looks like a ladybug that's on your lilies, and it's eating holes. Now, what I want you to do, Laurie, is go out in the garden, and I want you to look on the underside of the leaves of your plant. On the underside, you may come across yellow eggs. They are put there by the Asiatic lily beetle in rows. Very, very noticeable. If you see the rows of eggs, and check fairly often, pull that leaf right out and get rid of it. Now, the only product that's going to take care of this is called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is made by Bayer. It's made by Bonide and also Fertiloam. So your garden center will have this. Fertiloam and Bonide are the generic. Generics are half the price. Just want you to be aware of that. Same thing, just the generic version, just like medicine that you buy at the pharmacy. 1 ounce per gallon of water. Mix it in a watering can, pour it right over the foliage of your lilies, and soak the ground. The bulb will absorb it, and the next time an Asiatic lily takes a bite, it drops. It is a chemical, but for this particular insect, there is nothing organic that's going to work. Now, you have to use this. If you try and say, well, I'm going to pick them off, the first generation is very noticeable, and it's chewing a lot of holes. It's laying eggs that most people don't see. When the second generation hatches at the end of May, these guys kind of disappear because they bore into the stem of your lily, eat their way down, and then eat the bulb out of the ground. So you got to kill it now, Bayer, Tree, and Shrub. Other things that you should be aware of right now, if you're growing vegetables and you want to stay organic, there is a product called Organocide. Organocide was developed for the citrus industry in Florida, and your garden centers have it. And it's an organic fruit and berry spray so that you can do all of your apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, asparagus, and even your vegetable garden. And it will take care of insects and disease. It's called Organocide, and all of the garden centers have it. Now, this company also makes something called Tomato Maker. And if you grow tomatoes, and the very first few tomatoes that come on the underside It's all black. It's like a rotted spot on the underside of the tomato. That's called blossom and rot. And it's usually a sign that your soil is too acidic. The company that makes Organicide makes Tomato Maker. And before you plant your tomatoes, you shake this in the soil and plant, and it will prevent your tomatoes from getting the black spot. And if you're growing tomatoes in a container, a whiskey barrel, or a pot, put some Tomato Maker in it, because growing tomatoes in a container is stressful because they dry out quickly. And if you can put the Tomato Maker, it will eliminate the blossom and rot. Okay? Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Anya, who has some soil problems.
Okay. Anya, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Thank you. My aunt is living in the community, and the snowplows took all the topsoil, leaving her with sand. And they're going to just, their idea is they're just going to throw grass seed on, and I don't think it's going to do very well. And I was going to give her a Mother's Day present of paying them, you know, to let loam, or what should we do to give, because we're talking pure sand.
Okay, so the plows has just scraped everything off.
Scraped everything off. Heaven knows where it went, but there's no sign of any soil anywhere there.
Yeah. If you want to grow grass there, you need to have 3 to 6 inches of good soil.
Okay.
So maybe the best thing for you to do is to go over there with your husband or the kids, take a shovel and dig into the ground and see what's there. And if you have 3 to 6 inches of topsoil, then maybe what you want to do is to buy some compost, spread it over the ground, blend it in with a pitchfork or a shovel, and then plant grass seed. If you only have an inch or two of soil, believe me, you're going to waste your time. It's going to come in, it's going to grow, but when the weather of July and August hits, it's going to dry right out, and all of your hard work is going to be for nothing. And in that case, you're going to need to add a couple of inches of topsoil.
Okay.
If it's a big area, you may be better off to get a pickup truck, borrow one from one of the neighbors, and buy topsoil by the yard, and all of the nurseries sell it by the yard, and then you can just spread it and then plant the grass seed. But okay. I would dig, Anya, and see how much soil there actually is. You may be surprised. There may be 3 or 4 inches of soil still there.
I would like that to be, but seeing it's a former pine barrens, and the water you pour in just goes goodbye.
Yeah.
It was when we had the 3 inches of rain, 2 hours after the rain was done, the puddles were gone too.
The puddles were gone. Okay. Well, then loosen it up with a shovel and blend in some compost. And maybe add some topsoil and compost, because if you don't have a minimum of 3 inches, nothing is going to grow. It will come up, it will germinate, it will start to grow, but when you get into the heat of the summer, it's going to dry right out no matter how much you water. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a lovely Mother's Day.
You too. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Let's work together to give you a great-looking garden. If you're putting in a new garden for the first time and you're not quite sure if it's sun or shade, go down to your local garden center. They have something called a sun stick, and it looks like a plastic flower with a piece of material that you put in the center. You put it in your garden, and you let it stay there for 24 hours, and the center of this material will change color. You match it up to the chart that's included, and it will tell you if it's full sun, part shade, or full shade, and everything in between. But it's called a sun stick, and a lot of the garden centers have it. There's also a website. The website is www.go sunstick, GOSUNSTICK.com. Go Sunstick, and it will tell you exactly what your particular garden looks like. Give it a try. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Bob, who has a couple questions about his lawn.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've been a regular listener for quite a few years, and when you were out to Mahoney's here in Falmouth, we went over to see you. We had a good time.
Good.
I've got a good lawn. I've had little or no winter damage. I've put down step one, and if we ever get any good weather, I'll drop in step two. But what I have right now, I got two things. I have a few small patches of a lighter color. Looks like a grass, but it's throwing seed. And the other thing is I have a coarse, it's a more horizontal spread, looks like a coarse grass. And I was wondering, without, you know, tearing everything out, I was wondering if there's something I could spray or apply to that to eliminate it.
Okay. The grass that you have that's making a white seed head,
yeah,
is growing in patches, right?
Yes, yeah, small patches.
Small patches.
Yeah.
That is a weed grass called Poa annual, and it's a seed that germinates real, real quick in the spring, produces a seed head, and then dies back, and the other grasses fill in around it. Now, the first thing that you should do is today, if you've got a lawnmower with a bag, put the bag on the lawnmower, lower the blade as close to the ground as you can, and cut back the Poa annual. It makes a big, big difference, because if you take your lawnmower and you cut through the Poa annual and you blow the cut grass, you're going to spread it. You're going to make it worse. So you've got to use a bag to capture the seed so that it doesn't spread.
Okay, now, I have a bag.
A few days later, when it comes right back up again, then spray it with Roundup or just dig it up, because it's going to spread and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But it's called Poa annual, and it can be controlled, but you need to vacuum those seed heads. Otherwise, you're going to make it even worse on your property.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center, and have a great spring.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
We're broadcasting live this morning from Thayer Nursery in Milton, Massachusetts. Come on by and say hello. We would love to see you. And if you're looking for a little bit of a different present for Mom, how about a rain barrel? If you go to Mahoney's in Winchester, they have them in stock right now. They're $159. Or you can have them shipped directly to your house. And the website where you can order it is Palmetto, and I'll spell that for you, Palmetto, rainbarrels with an S, .com, or just go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and scroll down to it. It is a recycled plastic barrel, 55 gallons, with the faucets and spigots and everything that you need, delivered to your house for $159. And it is gorgeous looking, absolutely gorgeous. I have one at my house. I went looking for the company, and you will like it. But if you go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then scroll down to Palmetto. Or if you live in Winchester area, go to Mahoney's Rocky Ledge. They have them in stock. And their other stores will have them for next weekend. Jared, who's next?
Up next we have Tom on the line, who has a squash problem.
Tom, good morning. How can we help you with your squash? What's happening with it, Tom?
Well, both summer and
zucchini squash plants, when I do plant them, they come up and they're very healthy and very productive for a short period of time. Then the leaves all get the milky white, and they wilt, and next thing you know, my plants are gone. And I've seen other people still growing squash with good, healthy plants 2 and 3 months after. Mine have already gone.
Right. Now, did you notice the stem coming out of the ground when it collapsed? Did you notice if there were, like, little worms in that stem, or was it just the leaves that had the white, powdery mildew on it?
Well, I really didn't notice the worms, but I do know the leaves had the powdery white mildew. But I was told by an older man in the garden club here on the Cape that what he used to do to beat it was he took cans of menthol shaving cream and sprayed heavy dosages of it in the cluster where it comes out of the ground, and that would suffocate anything, any of those bugs like that. But try to find menthol shaving cream.
I don't know. I've never heard that before. I mean, it may work. I don't know. But I'll tell you, I grow zucchini and I grow summer squash at my house. And last year, I tried something different. And the gardening technology is changing so fast. It is really incredible. And last year, I used a fertilizer that contained mycorrhiza. And I was just talking with a gentleman who's here at Thea Nursery. I planted my tomatoes, I planted my squash and cucumbers, and the only product that I used for fertilizer was this mycorrhiza. Go to your local nursery, and what you want is something called plant growth activator. I got up too early this morning. Plant growth activator. It's made by Organica. It's 100% organic. And all I did is I put 1 tablespoon of this product in the ground. There's a product that's very similar to it, made by Espoma. And it's called Biotone. So either Biotone or Plant Growth Activator. And it is basically Bacillus, Mycorrhiza, and different types of fungus and bacteria that live in the ground. And they help the plants to become disease resistant, and none of my plants had powdery mildew. My squashes, my cucumbers, no powdery mildew. I put it in the ground when I planted tall phlox, no powdery mildew. My tomatoes kept the foliage to the ground until the end of August. Had no black spots, no yellow leaves. And all I did was use bacteria and fungi. So Plant Growth Activator by Organica. 1 tablespoon in the hole with your tomato or squash, and the powdery mildew is history.